Welcome to the Sundial Writer's Corner, one of WLRH's longest-running shows and greatest traditions. We feature poetry and prose submitted by talented Tennessee Valley wordsmiths. I'm Dory Nutt, one of the program's producers. Today, we feature new contributor Lynn Cochran. She's got some movie memories for us.
A long time ago, 1977, in a galaxy far, far away, Los Angeles, I went to see a movie. Wednesday, May 25th was a sultry day in Hollywood, and the sidewalk radiated heat as I waited in the movie line. I was there with a gaggle of friends, all science fiction fans. The gathering had been organized by my brother-in-law, Greg Bear, who had been saving a place in line for several hours before I got off work. Greg was a writer, so his schedule was more flexible than the rest of us. He really wanted to see the movie and demanded we see it with him. Our place in line was partway down the block from Grauman's Chinese Theater on Hollywood Boulevard. The Chinese Theater is an extravagant 1920s movie palace, famous for the handprints of Hollywood stars in the cement of its forecourt. It was one of only a handful of theaters where this movie was opening, and one of the very few able to project it in 70 millimeter. We had come to see Star Wars on its opening night. I was not excited. The movie was going to cost me $6, which was expensive for a movie at that time, and a lot for my tight budget. I'd first heard about the movie when I attended the 1976 Worldcon Science Fiction Convention. The Star Wars people rented a small room where you could see the Darth Vader costume, some of the props, and the amazing Ralph McQuarrie movie concept paintings. The studio also put on a slide presentation of stills from the movie, which was still being filmed, while a man with a dull voice attempted to narrate the plot. I left before the presentation was over. So I was expecting Star Wars to be another badly made sci-fi movie. But any science fiction movie was better than none. It's hard to credit it now, but in the late 1970s, there were very few space movies at all. The genre was practically dead. At last, it was time for the movie. We shuffled along with the line into the welcome air conditioning. The Chinese theater is huge, seating almost 1,000 people, so our gang was able to sit together in one row. The lights dimmed. There was stirring music, and against a field of stars, the now famous introductory text crawled up the screen and into the distance. The movie opens with a small spacecraft pursued by an enormous Imperial Star Destroyer. The wedge-shaped Star Destroyer ponderously crossed the screen on a diagonal and kept coming, larger and larger until it filled the biggest movie screen I had ever seen. I was finally excited. I've never been in an audience so in tune with a movie. When the evil Jawas captured and zapped the cute little robot R2-D2, the whole audience said, "Aw," in unison. As the Millennium Falcon first went to light speed, the stars appeared to stretch, and the audience inhaled with one huge breath. It was the first time we'd seen that on the big screen. When the movie ended, the crowd gave it a standing ovation. As we gathered our things to leave, Greg swore he saw Mark Hamill standing at the back of the room. Hamill had a stunned look on his face and quickly disappeared out a door. His life was about to change forever. On my own, I went to see the movie again 2 days later. After that, I couldn't go back because the reviews came out, word of mouth exploded, and the crowds were enormous. Star Wars was on its way to being the top-grossing film up to that time. I've lived in Huntsville a long while. Some of the friends I saw the movie with are no longer with us. But we will always have the wonder and excitement of the original Star Wars. May the Force be with you.
The Force will be with you always, Lynn. New contributor Lynn Cochran is Chief Cat Wrangler for the North Alabama Science Fiction Writers Group and Cake Appreciation Society. The group has been in existence since 1986. You can hear Lynn's movie memory again by visiting our website, WLRH.org, and clicking on Sundial under the Shows and Podcast tab. And we'll be back next Monday morning with a new edition of the Sundial Writers' Corner here on 89.3 Huntsville Public Radio.